Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty, welcome in to the Lake Show on a Monday. News Talk 830 WCCO. A lot of fun topics tonight. Couple of guests on the show as always. I appreciate you listening here to us on The Good Neighbor. Law enforcement. That's where we begin. They have a tough job to do in society. But they must do a better job. In order for us to be connected, and when I say us, I'm talking about us as just everyday law-abiding citizens, taxpaying people, in order for us to be connected with them in a way that is healthy, they have to continue to do the work to show us that what they are today isn't what they've been in recent years. And I say that with the utmost respect for law enforcement. Somebody that has family members that have been in law enforcement. Is that a burden? A commitment to raise their level of attentiveness and attention to detail? Absolutely. And at this time, they have no choice. Police work, it isn't easy. And we know the dangers of the job. Not in terms of like, we know it because we've lived it, but we know it because anybody that's smart enough to understand the things that they deal with, putting their lives on the line, they understand that. We know that they put their lives on the line. There have been high-profile incidents, unfortunately, in this state that have given law enforcement a black eye in this country and have stained the reputation of the state. And that's very unfortunate because when we talk about you look at this person or this incident or that as an example, that's not indicative of the majority of the fine men and women that are in law enforcement. But right now, there's a story that has recently emerged that isn't exactly national news quite yet, but it's about to be. And it involves the Eagan police. And I think that many of you have probably heard about the gentleman that unfortunately died on November the 17th of last year, of 2024. Kingsley Bimpong. Who had a medical event, okay? He had a medical event. It is later found out that he was suffering from a stroke. He kind of swerved into a lane And to law enforcement, you would think that this person is probably just a reckless driver, maybe intoxicated, all of that, right? There's a lot of things that are likely to be going through the minds of a police officer, somebody that's in law enforcement. But now that we are almost a year removed from this gentleman being arrested and losing his life, there's now a $120 million lawsuit that's been put out by the mother of his child and a cousin of his. And the case, or they're demanding a jury trial because the law firm that they have retained, they're suing 3 Eagan police officers, 7 Dakota County correctional officers for his death. And the lawsuit alleges that the officers acted with deliberate indifference over the course of about 5.5 hours while Mr. Bimpong grew gravely ill in custody. So when I look at this situation, which is very unfortunate, it's very tragic, and in my estimation, was not enough due diligence was done by law enforcement to see whether this gentleman indeed was having a medical event, that do I think that the Eagan police and the other people involved in this incident wanted to see this gentleman die? I don't believe that to be the case until I'm shown that there is some grand conspiracy to kill a motorist. I don't believe that. But to look at someone's situation and in this story that has been reported on now, and the complaint is like 72 pages, to see that the gentleman, once he stopped, is not able to communicate with you, that they are confused, that they lacked bodily control, which, according to the reports, are all early indications of a stroke, not enough was done to save the citizen's life. And I know that the natural comeback will be, well, they didn't know that he was having a stroke. This is the issue with that logic, though. And this is to me something that for us to have healthy relationships with law enforcement, healthy, for us to get in a better place, not be concerned about the next George Floyd or the next Philando Castillo, whatever, to get into a better place where people are trusting of police, because I just hate that there's such a lack of trust. I feel like right now in the world, some people look at things as the people versus law enforcement. And to me, that is a ridiculous approach, in my opinion. Law enforcement is an extension of the people, at least in my opinion, it should be, holding us that aren't in law enforcement, holding us that do wrong or make mistakes accountable, right? Hold us accountable for the wrongs. For there not to be enough due diligence that day to see if this gentleman was impaired, that they were not able to communicate, that they were not under the influence, that was a failure, a tragic failure. And so we'll see how this all plays out, but I think that the way that I view this, this is an opportunity, because right now, when you see a situation like this, there will be people out there, and I'm not saying they're 100% in the right here, but they're going to be like, man, why didn't they show that human being enough respect?
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To help them get the help that he needed. And do I think that maybe it was, they thought that maybe he was faking it or was trying to get over? I could understand somebody thinking that maybe this person was trying to get out of a traffic stop. But at some point, the light bulb should come on that there's something deeper, something more tragic is happening. When you have body camera footage of the incident, he's struggling to communicate with the officers, couldn't say his name, what city he's in, or even who the president was, according to the lawsuit. And there's no criminal history for the gentleman. There's no evidence of drugs or alcohol in his car. I think that, and this is, it's hard for me to say, but I feel like this gentleman's, he was let down by law enforcement. I feel like they let him down. They attempted to perform a field sobriety test. He was not able to complete the test because he couldn't understand officers' directions or walk properly. Now, are we supposed to sit here and look at police officers and think that they are going to, in every single situation, every single case, be able to adequately evaluate the entire scope of the situation? I think that that's difficult to do, but one of the officers who is a drug recognition evaluator, whose log training hours, they did not perform the full 12-step evaluation to determine if he was intoxicated. No pulse or vital signs were evaluated, according to the lawsuit. So this is a difficult spot to be in. I get it. But this is the type of story that once it falls under the microscope more nationally, it's going to make us here in Minnesota look a little bit bad here.
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because you see time and time again when somebody is, and you hit it there. The very fact that when somebody is, you know, gets pulled over, all sorts of excuses. There are, you know, I'm sick, I'm ill, something's wrong with me. And a lot of times you see police officers will take those precautions, mm-hmm. go to the medical facility, come back, and then they will be arrested or, you know, whatever. This seems like the one time they could have and they should have done it. I can't imagine how many times they stopped, and there's always an excuse, right?
Yep.
The dog always ate my homework. And I mean, if they're exhibiting all the signs that you've seen several times before, I understand where it would be hard to say, like, okay, everything falls into what we think it's narcotics and, you know, under the influence, even though the, you know, the symptoms are very similar, but you just wouldn't think about it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And look, it's not when, and you can weigh in, 651-461-9226. It's not a situation where I'm sitting here like looking at the way that certain people operate mm-hmm. in society and try to get over on others to think that maybe that wasn't running through their head.
Yeah, I think it's a natural skepticism for what they go through on a daily basis.
But I think that that's a problem in itself, though, because whenever you encounter somebody, depending on what they're doing, like, I think that the leap to or the jump to immediately criminalize someone, I think that that's kind of problematic for law enforcement in general. 651-461-9226. Your texts, your phone calls, they're next year on The Lake Show. All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. News Talk 830-WCCO, 651-461-9226. Somebody on the text line mentioned, and this is true, one of the officers actually said that I think that he's having a stroke. Yes, there was some speculation about whether a medical event was happening. Me and Susie Jones actually were talking about that earlier this afternoon in the newsroom. Yeah, look, we all have, like, gut feelings about things. And in this specific instance, they were best suited, those officers were best suited to go the safe route and get the gentleman medically checked out. And the ball was dropped there.
I wonder how far into the call did they realize that it was a medical emergency and not anything like narcotics?
What do you mean how far in?
That
should be determined before getting to the jail.
Right, but I'm guess what I'm asking is, you know, after they, you know, pulled him over and they were going through all this testing and then they, you know,
They couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how long was it before someone found out and was like, hey, we think he might be having a stroke. I guess that's my question.
Well, if the thought is on the stop, like we just mentioned, that he might have been having a stroke, then you should check that out. You're asking the question, which, you know, he got to jail without getting the medical attention. Like, I'm not sure what you're asking. Like,
but
he ended up in a jail and he's squirming around and he urinates on himself and he dies because he doesn't get the medical attention. So
right.
I don't think that there was ever, they never got to the bottom of that.
Right. But that's, I guess, the question that I've had is, you pull him over and it looks like he's inebriated or intoxicated
yep.
under the influence of something.
Or having something happening, yeah.
Yeah. But the first instance that I'm getting from the story is that they think that it's something to do with, you know, drugs or alcohol. But then somebody says, hey, I think he might be having a stroke. I'm just wondering how long in before somebody might have said that. If it was, you know, like a couple minutes in, or they get him to the jail and then they realize it's a stroke. Like, I'm just wondering how much time lapsed before they kind of went down that road.
Let's go to line one and talk to Howard. How you doing, Howard?
I'm very upset with the situation, Egan, because I remember the scene from the movie Time to Kill when Matthew McConaughey says, now imagine if she was white.
Okay.
Everything in that situation, they could not see his humanity, because he's even lower than an African American. He's an African immigrant. This systemic racism that's in our society. And the question that I have is, why wasn't the paramedics brought in to evaluate him before he went to jail?
I think that, and this is what I've been imploring in the conversations I've had with Chris, is that I don't understand how someone ends up, if there's any dispute or if there's any conversation about a medical event, which it was, how does a person land in jail before getting medical attention? That just to me is just, that's, it makes no sense at all.
And there's a pattern here, because the Hortman situation, when Brooklyn Park diagnosed her dead via drone video and waited 27 minutes for SWAT, officers need to stay in their lane and bring in the medical professionals and not make calls that are outside of their scope of practice.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Howard checking in on the topic. I think that the thing that will forever haunt this specific story is jumping to putting somebody in custody without them getting thoroughly checked out. I just, that part I struggle with, but that's the reason why, and this segment has nothing to do with about being anti-law enforcement. Everybody knows I'm pro-law enforcement. It's, in that specific moment, somebody having a medical event, I feel like the victim here was in that moment, though, criminalized. And I just think that that's, you can't do that.
I think it just seems like it was just ignorance and just very unfortunate by the police department, because a lot of times you do see that they will bring in paramedics. They're like, hey, we want to get you checked out. And then you figure it out. But yeah, they did just skip that. Unfortunately, the one time that they skipped it, probably the one time that they shouldn't have.
From the 952, I worry about this type of thing, a diabetic with low blood sugar, excuse me, will make someone act that way as well. This is so unacceptable to me. From the 612, it was horrible policing and horrible jail personnel. Yeah, that part too, if you're watching somebody on video, the first thing they should have done was to have him evaluated by a doctor as soon as he was in jail. Crazy bad. Another phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Henry, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You guys pretty much answered it when you said they were looking at this fella and couldn't figure it out. In any endeavor, I don't care if it's copping, if you're an engineer, a doctor, if you can't figure it out, you start asking some questions and you just don't go to the most obvious conclusion, which in this case is throwing him in jail.
Yep.
If you can't figure it out, if you've got questions, you look into them. It's that simple. Anybody with any common sense and responsibility would do that, and that's where the failure was.
Yep. No, I'm with you, and thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. This is a super tragic situation that could have been avoided. Instead of getting medical assistance, which he needed, he was put in jail and he died. And it's super unfortunate for him and his family. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And then after that, I want to introduce you to a clothing store owner in Red Wing with an incredible story. Natasha Rosario Wiley, owner of Criolla's Boutique and Red Wing. She joins us in studio next year on The Lake Show.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I got someone in studio that I want you guys to meet, because everybody knows that I love to shop. I love fashion. I love the trendy stuff.
You're bougie.
I'm a little bit bougie, although I'm good in terms of, like, I'm not somebody that, I'm a clearance shopper. Like, I'm into fashion and stuff like that, whatever, but I'm not going to go out there. Look, I don't have Prada money. I don't have Louis money. I don't have all that. I'm not like a hip hop artist like Kendrick that has like millions upon millions of dollars. But I think that I'm fashionable. Everybody kind of understands that, but I'm a bargain shopper. But with that being said, I came across on, I think, Instagram and Facebook, a store in a boutique that I think is super cool, with the owner of the store with an amazing story. Her name is Natasha Rosario Wiley. She is the owner of Criolla's Boutique in Red Wing, and she joins us now here on the Lake Show to talk about her store, to talk about her story, and I appreciate you coming in studio to hang out with us today.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. So first off, for the people out there listening, they can visit your website, CriollasRedWing.com. It's spelled CREOLAS, RedWing.com. Tell us a little bit about who you are and how long you've been open.
Well, I am from the Twin Cities area. I moved down to Red Wing in 2023, and my store opened at the end, well, the beginning of May 2024. Okay. So just a little bit over 6-9 months, somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. So you're a new store in Red Wing.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's always something to start a business, right? To become a small business owner. Talk about what that's been like for you, because so many businesses start and they thrive, but more so a lot of businesses start and they go under, and specifically we're coming out of a pandemic just a few years ago.
Yes. So I think with Criolla's being a store that existed in this small town and was such a staple in the small town, I kind of had, with the idea to reopen it, it gave me kind of an upper hand in the community to draw people in, because when you live in Red Wing, you typically don't move out of there. So for people who grew up in the generation where the store opened between 1963 and I believe it closed in 1982, they remember that store, so it drew a lot of talk and brought a lot of people into the store, but I also feel like it brought the community in. So I did have that upper hand that it was once a store that existed before, so I didn't feel like I was starting off trying to prove my, well, I did, but I didn't feel like I had to really draw, you know, work as hard because people were coming to me because they wanted to see what this was all about.
All right, so that's what drew me into the store. So for the listening audience, they're probably like, well, hold on, Lake. You love to go shop. There's certain places that you've talked about on air. You're in the Twin Cities. What drew you to Crayola's? That's the reason why I wanted to talk to you, because it's not just you meet somebody or you see or hear about a shop and then you go to the shop and just check. It's about the story. So tell everybody a little bit about the backstory to how Crayola's got reopened.
So this is to make a long story short.
and take your time.
It's a long story.
Yeah.
So my mom was placed for adoption in 1970, and her parents were teenagers. They were from a small town, which we now know as Red Wing.
Yep.
And her mother was sent away to give birth in a maternity home where a lot, I think it was like 4 million young women in that era.
In 1970.
So it was kind of during the baby scoop era. So it started in 1943 and it ended in 1973. So in that time, 4 million babies were placed for adoption. Mm. And they were, you know, from young unwed mothers or just people who couldn't afford to have babies. And, you know, they were given up to families that could afford it. But these young women and girls just would go back to their small towns like nothing happened. So I got really sick in 1994. So my mom was placed for adoption in 1970. She was adopted 30 days after she was born.
Wow.
In 1994, I got really sick. And my doctor and her wrote to Catholic Charities like, hey, I need to know my health. I need to know my history.
Yep.
They said the best we can do is give you your unidentifiable information. And back then, it didn't seem like it was a lot of information, but if you reread it now, it is very detailed. So it, you know, told her that her parents were young and they were in high school and that her mother was the oldest of two girls and her mother was a widow. So, and she worked in a boutique and she was very fancy and overindulgent of her daughters.
And not to cut you off, but at this particular time, prior to this, you didn't have all this information.
No.
Okay.
No. So my mom has had this information for 30 years now. But back then it was, you know, I was 9 years old and very sick and she was young. But so she knew her entire, well, from that point on, she was 23, 24. She knew that her mom was the oldest of two girls. Her grandma was a widow, worked in a boutique and fancy. And it just, you know, it gave like, oh, your mom had dark hair, dark eyes and dimples. So she looked like my mom, you know, it gave just very
vague stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, my mom always said, you know, my mom's very fancy. So she'd go, well, I'm fancy because my grandmother was fancy. You know, my grandmother worked in a boutique. And all she ever wanted to know was what her mom's name was and what the name of the store was. Mm. So fast forward, gosh, 30 more years, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was that long. But she gets a hit on Ancestry and she was able to figure out it was her dad's oldest sister. So she calls me and she tells me that she thinks she's figured out her dad's name from this hit on Ancestry. And then that night, I was like, we can figure all of this out. I downloaded all the yearbooks from Red Wing. I was able to match everything together. And I figured out her birth mom and she already had figured out her dad. So it was just a whirlwind, crazy night. So then I said, I think I found your grandmother. And she goes, is she fancy? And I said, that's an understatement. So I went into a Facebook group and I put her name in. Can anybody give me information on this person? People went wild. She was the fanciest lady in Red Wing. She was the town socialite. She worked at Crayola's. That was the store that we all shopped at. This, you know, she was Miss Red Wing, the fur, the jewels. So now it gets crazier. So we are moving down to Red Wing. Like this was a plan.
Mm-hmm.
My sister had already been living there for 10 years and I had worked there prior. So we already had ties in Red Wing, which is very, very weird. So it's kind of like the universe just kind of shifted and we were all headed in that direction.
It's almost like Drake's God's plan.
Yes, yes, yes. So once we moved down there, my grandpa goes, oh, you're just as fancy as your grandma and your great grandma. And, you know, and he'll tease me if he sees me, oh, you're wearing jeans. You feeling sick today? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I discovered a store when I was down there, after I moved down there, that I just couldn't get enough of. I couldn't stay out of the store called Filio's. And, like, literally, the clothes, everything about it just drew me in. It spoke to me. So, but then I just had this itch. I'm like, I really want to open up a boutique. Like, what if I reopened up Crayola's? Like, it just kind of hit me.
Were you always into light clothing that way?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah, but not to this extent to where, I mean, I could go into a store and pick out something nice to wear, but not to this extent. So I reached out. It was really important for me to reach out to the owner of Filio's just because she's a huge part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And her name's Andrea Hansen. And I sent her an email and I said, this is my story. My great grandmother worked at Crayola's. I really want to reopen it. What are your thoughts? She emailed me back and was like, can you meet me for lunch? We should talk. So her store is actually where the original Crayola's was.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, it's not that you love the clothes. Something's drawing you in here and telling you that you need to reopen it. So it was just kind of like this magical twist of fate. And then my husband and I ended up buying a building that had like a corner boutique in it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was able to open up right there.
Which was not the original location because right. the other store is the original location.
Yes.
But she did meet with you and was like, look, there's something here and let's talk
yes.
about it.
Yep. And she's been mentoring me ever since.
All right. So now you've been open for a little bit less than a year?
It'll be a year next May.
When did the conversation between what's the name of the other store?
Filio's.
When did that take place?
That took place in March. So it happened so fast.
All this stuff is so new.
Yeah. Yep.
So when we talk about Crayola's,
mm-hmm.
it is about clothing, but it's also about family and it's also about your legacy
yes.
and lineage.
Yes. So it's a place where, I mean, there is not one person that hasn't come in like, I remember Crayola's. I remember your great grandmother. I remember how fancy she was. I bought my first swimsuit there. One story in particular, a husband, the lady's husband, so they had been married for about 50 years. She said that her husband was supposed to propose to her on Christmas or Christmas Eve, and the ring didn't come in time. So he went to Crayola's and bought her the sweater to make up for it. And she still has the sweater. And then the ring came like New Year's Day and he was able to propose to her. But she remembers that the sweater came from that store and she said she probably still has it. And I've had school teachers like show up. Like I'm bad on names because I'm talking. But
one of your teachers?
One of the school teachers mm-hmm. came in and brought me hats with an original Crayola's box. People are bringing me newspaper articles with my great-grandmother in them. Everybody has a story. I bought my first swimsuit there. My dad bought me my first dress there. I couldn't afford to shop there, so
it's
now
an
I'm
institution.
Shopping there.
Yeah. Yeah. That is crazy. And we're talking to Natasha Rosario Wiley, owner of Crayola's Boutique in Red Wing, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk, A30 WCCO. I'm so glad that we met. And I've been to the, for the people out there in the listening audience are like, Lake, have you been to Red Wing? Did you go to the store? I've been in the store. Yes. It's an awesome store. And like you just mentioned, it's right yeah. there on the corner. Really cool. I think that this is such a unique story. And there's so many layers because like, we can sit here and talk about all the things that you've accomplished in the last year to get the store open.
Yep.
But there's also the backstory with your family and all that stuff, whatever. But then there's even like stuff still yet to be,
yeah.
you know, kind of found out in the
yeah.
future. What does everyone in Red Wing think about your reopening?
Oh, it's been full of excitement and people coming in. Like I had to stop and do a double take. I couldn't believe this store was back. One lady walked in and she's like, oh, it just screams your great grandmother. Like I can just feel her in here. So it's like the community has wrapped their arms around me and like mm-hmm. are just so excited that the store is back that I couldn't be more grateful. Like sometimes I have to pinch myself. Like, is this real? Like, is this really my life? Did I really do this? So
yeah.
it's just one of those things that just like hit me like, oh my gosh, I got to reopen it.
Now, how does everybody else in your family feel about it? Like in terms of like your mom,
my mom got really emotional when she walked in there because this is her story,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this is something that she's wondered her whole life. So I don't think in a million years she thought my oldest daughter is going to figure out who my birth family is and then go reopen up the boutique that, you know, my great grandmother worked in, or her grandmother worked in. So my family has been so supportive and just so excited.
Now, one of the things that I was a little bit blown away about, and I didn't know this until today, is the fact that when I walked in, and we'll just use the word fancy because the place is fancy, right? It's really cool. You've got some amazing styles and clothing lines. Mm-hmm. And I just off the bat, just being a guy that loves to go and buy like cool stuff, I thought everything was like high end. I'm like, oh man, I'm like Red Wing. They got a lot of money to spend, but it's really affordable. Like when we talk about price points, and I think that's key now, especially in this economy, because people are worried about putting groceries on the table and how they're going to pay for this, how much they're going to pay for that, and whether, you know, clothing prices are going to go up with tariffs and all that stuff, whatever. You found a great way of finding the right, because you go and you handpick, you know, what you're going to have in the store, price points.
Yes. So everything in the store, I think the lowest item, you know, anything from camis, they run from $20. And I think my most expensive item in the store is $107. But it doesn't, that's just one item. Most of my stuff does not go over $97, $98. I try to keep it in the affordable range.
Now, one of the things that I've asked my other friends about that have boutiques and clothing stores is the tariffs. Everybody's kind of concerned about the tariffs. It's really hard to predict. But for you at this present time, you haven't been negatively impacted, at least not yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. Man, that's awesome. These are the type of stories to me that just are, we read about stuff like this all the time, like in USA Today or big papers or cool magazines, but this is right in our own backyard.
Yeah. This is crazy. Yeah.
So now, how many family members are listed on radio right now?
Oh, I'm not sure.
You didn't tell him you were going to be on that.
I did. My dad knew who you were. He's like, what? You're going to be on that show? I'm like, yes. He even came out to see me.
So it's got to feel cool that because when I came up to visit, I was also visiting Jaime's, which is right in town. So like when you think about clothing boutiques and stuff like that, and in particular, because that's the genre you're in, Red Wing, about how many different clothing stores would you say you're a part of? One of what?
One of five? Yep. But we all really support each other. So it's not like anybody's in competition with each other. Everyone just kind of like puts their arms around each other and is just so supportive. So, and sometimes, you know, we'll end up having like some of the same items as each other. But I mean, it's been an amazing, amazing experience.
How would you best describe to the person listening right now, to all the people listening to WCCO, if they were to say, tell us and describe Criollo's. How would you best describe your store? Because to me, I think that because we have towns in which you can go do a cool like day trip. And I think that Red Wing is a cool town where you can go do a day trip. So if somebody wanted to go do a day trip and visit out your store, what would you say? How would you describe it?
Well, my store is very fancy. That was, you know, Criollo's was very fancy. So I tried to make my little corner store as fancy as it could be. But I sell anything from like loungewear. But most of my stuff is dresses. So Red Wing didn't have a dress shop where you could go in there and find a really fancy dress for a reasonable price. We just don't have that there. So a lot of my stuff is like formal wear, but not too formal. You could still, you know, wear it to work if you wanted to. But I had the 150th anniversary for the St. James, and I put on one of our dresses, and I seen another lady there with one of our dresses on, and I get a lot of people coming in to shop for weddings or mothers, like, what is it, the mother of the bride or the mother of the groomsman outfits and dresses. So, yeah, it's kind of, I have, you know, just everyday wear, but a lot of more fancy formal dresses as well.
I think your entire story is super awesome. I don't want to get into specifics because there's other layers to your story that I think people will find out a little bit later in the future, or more in the future. But for the people out there listening that want to come visit you, what days are you open? Is it 7 days a week? And how can they find you?
So I'm open 7 days a week, Monday through Wednesday. I'm open up from 10 to 6. Thursdays, we do late night Thursdays in Red Wing. So stores stay open a little bit later, and I'm open till 7. Friday and Saturday, 10 to 6. Sunday, 11 to 4. And, yeah, I'm on the corner of Main Street and Plum. So it's Highway 61 and Plum Street right on that corner, and you can't miss it. It's bright pink with flowers outside.
And the website again?
CriollosRedWing.com.
CriollosRedWing.com. I just think that everything about the story is amazing. And like I said before, people out there, we live in a time right now where with the economy, I know that we have questions, everything's unstable, but Natasha has a store that has a story and it's super affordable. The website again, CriollosRedWing.com. Check her out whenever you get the opportunity. Thank you for being in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour one and we'll do that next. All right. So that was awesome. I'm dead serious because when I first saw this story, and I thank again Natasha Rosario Wiley for coming in studio, I'm telling you, Chris, like, this is one of those situations and deals where you open up the Strib or, you know, a magazine article, and you know that there's a backstory to a business, and this was one of those phenomenal backstories. It's unbelievable.
It's cool in a smaller town like Red Wing, and I say smaller in the sense that it's not the metro, to have a store like that that can come back and that can thrive, because there's a nostalgia part of it, but at the same time, can you capitalize on that? And it sounds like she had the idea.
Yep.
And then you find out the ancestry, and it's just got this deeper, this almost spiritual connection. And when you do have something like that, it's so hard. It's so hard to find that, because some people try and create it when it isn't there.
But it was also like, when you think about the story of the adoption and trying to find, you know, your great parent, your great grandparents, and all.
Yeah.
I mean, in the tracing and Red Wing, and like, I just think that is so fascinating.
It really is. And as she was talking about, you know, there was just something that spoke to her, right? Like something that was so unique that she didn't really know, but she just kind of had this premonition and she followed it, and look what happened.
Unbelievable.
It is it's a fantastic story. And if you can have something like that from a smaller community, that's pretty dang cool.
Great stuff. All right, coming up next, I told you guys last week that we needed to play J.J. McCarthy now. And that's still my thought. Yes, we need to start J.J. McCarthy right now. We need to see what we have in him. But I'm also going to tell you, coming up after the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you why he can do no wrong this season. We get to that next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.